A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." Now when Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. Then Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand. The fever left her, and she rose and waited on him. And when it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, "He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases." The Gospel of the Lord. Is God out of control, ill-disciplined, and unmanageable? As in yesterday's Gospel, Jesus seems unable to keep from healing all those who approach him in faith. We feel his compassion and healing touch. But last week, I didn't feel any of this great mercy and sympathy from God, only distance, avoidance, and rejection. My father died suddenly this past April, so my two sisters and I joined our brother to disassemble the family home of 75 years. We distributed our parents' belongings amongst family and friends, called St. Vincent de Paul, had a free garage sale, and filled two dumpsters. I would have liked to have had time to reflect upon the meaning of my father's life, but there was an eager buyer for his home, which was costly to keep. In 5 days, all was erased. They were only things, but everything had a memory. I will always continue to reflect upon my parents' lives without their home and things, but all that can be touched is gone. It is painful. I am now an orphan and must face my own mortality with a new urgency. Where are you, God? I chose to preach on June 28th without first reading today's gospel because it is my father's birthday. And when I did, wouldn't you know it, God speaks to me and all of us of his great mercy, compassion, and unconditional love. We have only to look upon the cross to realize that God is with us in our pain. This gospel God has given us is a reminder that in the midst of the most burdensome times in our lives, it is then that God is most present. Now, a challenge is to follow the example of the centurion in today's story. Keep the faith. God is with us, waiting to heal. The centurion was in great distress over his dying servant, so he sought out Jesus, believing he would heal him. And when Jesus did, he exclaimed, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed." This, of course, recalls for us those mysterious words we say at communion. "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed." On the one hand, if we compare ourselves to God, we are certainly not worthy. And on the other hand, if we are made in the image and likeness of God, if our deepest self is God, we are very worthy. It is a paradox with an elusive answer, certainly something to contemplate. Now, no one gets through life without pain, but everything we suffer, God suffers with us. The cross tells us God has suffered too and stands with us in our pain. Jesus died to reveal the very heart of God. So when life's burdens come our way, Lord, open our hearts and minds to your presence and healing love, for we know you are with us. We believe, Lord, help us in our unbelief.